Here we are once again. We're about to get ready to do what we've been doing all this time. Y'all thought we lost the episodes. We didn't lose them. We just held them back from you a little while, but right about now, we're about ready to blow up the spot.
Before I get this wreck, I'd like to take a sec to say this jam here's dedicated to some of my favorites. Kiss my mother bye before I hit the road to stardom. Put away my rhymes, make sure the pits got them. Just cause I'm a rapper doesn't mean I'm not a fan. My favorite Rakim. What more could I say? I wouldn't be here today if the old school didn't pave the way. Hats off, and I never forget, cause if it wasn't for them, there wouldn't be no rap kid.
The background is clear with Crazy Dango, Ryan and Sammy Stone, and all the crew and the gang.
Back in the day, you know, back then it was the streets. back then when it came to, like, you know, hip hop, you know, straight hip hop, it was awesome too.
Turn the beat up.
Yo, Rockin', what's up? Yo, I'm doing the knowledge, E, man. I'm trying to get paid in full. Well, check this out. Since Norby Walters is our agency, right?
True.
Kara Lewis is our agent.
Word up.
Zakiya and Forth and Broadway is our record company.
Indeed.
Okay, so who we rolling with then?
We rolling with Rush.
Rush Town Management.
At first, we was running with the Juice Crew. We was doing shows with Shan and Molly. And Fly Tide was booking shows. And then it was a while. Actually, my brother took me to Russell Simmons. My brother Ronnie used to play in Curtis Blow Band and all that. That's when Ron was on tour with them. It was real cool with Russell. So he took me to meet Russell. And then shortly after that, they signed me and Eric Manners for the shit. Molly played a big role because when we did the LBS president, we did the melody. And what he did, he set it up for us where, you know, he made it sound like it was supposed to sound. Again, it was an idea. I used to always rhyme off.
Eric did a little scratching. Molly did a lot of scratching. Laid that down and then it was like, yo, we need a B side. Went home and thought up a little something, played with a little something on my turntables. Got the funky president beat out.
Break it down a little more. Or some of them was just, you know,
And I ain't no joke, or anybody in the fucking world wanted to. I ain't no joke, cause yeah, that's how I was feeling. That's how I wanted everybody to perceive me on the mic, you know what I mean? So, grab another rock and banger like this.
Got it. journey into sound.
I kind of dug the remix tool because it was, you know, when we did it, it was just 20 to 16 bars at the stack, you know what I mean? So the way we did it, it was kind of plain, you know what I mean? But it was one of the things, again, it's like, yo, we just need a little stuff on it. I wrote that, was going to write another verse, they heard that, and it was like, yo, that's it, man. That said it all right there, so we left it, you know, like it is. But then when they put the remix on it, it added a lot of flavor to it, and you know, they put the universal sound on it, so I was feeling that. The Dennis Edwards, I think Patrick Adams played that. That was Eric B on the drums on that. I caught the bass line out there.
Pump up the volume, pump up the volume.
Pump that bass. When we did the deal, well, that was another good idea. Eric B came up with it. He said, yo, we got a check. The shit that paid in full on it. So we sitting there looking at the check. And Eric B was like, yo, that's what we gonna name now. I'm like, come on, man, paid in full, come on. Yo, Rob, man, we gonna name now. That shit. I said, fuck it, let's name, you know what I mean? Came up with that idea, and it definitely worked, man, because it was like a statement as well.
Trying to get paid in full.
Death with the record, death with the record.
When we was doing a photo shoot and shit, checks wasn't signed. So, like, yo, how the hell we gonna cash these checks? Like, ain't nobody signed. They were like, yo, son, somebody put a name on it. They were like, whoa. Somebody said, put the president's name on it, fuck it. And they did it. So it was made out to me and Ellen. Paid in full on it.
Knowledge will begin until I finish this song, cause the rhyme gets rougher as the rhyme goes on. You sweat as you step, about to get hype, or should you just listen to the man on the mic?
That was kinda done in between after the two singles dropped.
Lying here next to me.
I used to say that rhyme on a more up-tempo beat. I used to say that rhyme, cause I only had two singles. So I had a couple freestyles, and that was one of the rhymes. I used to say I added some more to it once we took it to the studio, but just a little freestyle I used to rock.
So Eric, pick up the needle,
yeah.
Put it in the middle.
All right.
Give me a scratch, turn my mic up a little. I want you to hear this perfectly clear. Catch what I'm saying, you get the idea. I hope your knowledge the beginning, cause I'm finished this song. The rhyme gets rougher as the rhyme flows on.
Make them clap to this.
To show our appreciation for your support.
Make them clap to this.
Thank you, DJs.
Back in the day, they had like a little record with different sayings, just like the one they did in the London beat mix. Like, this beat is turning me on. You know what I mean? Like a little place they had with different sayings. We got that off a plate, I'm pretty sure. That was crazy, though. Set it off. One night I was walking home. It was about 9 something, almost 10 o'clock. Walking home, get ready for school the next day and shit. And I'm walking, and this kid is sitting in the car. Shit is playing, sitting there, you know, nodding his head and shit. And back then, people used to always steal my tape. So I went over to the car, like, yo, dude, where the fuck did that tape from, man? Nigga, he looked at me like, yo, this shit on the radio, man. Like, get the fuck
Out getting this finish on right now, so leave a brief message and holler back at him, y'all. Uno.